WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden says the U.S. will not change its policy on U.S. weapons shipments to Israel. The U.S. imposed a deadline for Israel to boost aid. That was today, or risk losing some arms transfers. The White House says Israel has made good but limited progress. Aid agencies say civilians are facing a more dire situation. ABC's Britt Clinett has more.
Aid agencies signed a letter that basically said the facts are clear. The humanitarian situation in Gaza is now at its worst point since the war began in October 2023. And Israeli officials really have seemed to try and play down the significance of that deadline in recent days that the Biden administration warned could have consequences for future weapons shipments.
In Louisville, nearly a dozen are injured after a large explosion at a food color factory. Kentucky's governor calling it a hazmat situation. The facility, known for making that caramel color for colas. No word yet on the cause. Wall Street's rally since the election ended today. Stocks finished lower for the day. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has declared next week as Winter Weather Awareness Week in the state. According to a press release from Wisconsin Emergency Management, the designation is meant to remind residents that winter weather can cause dangerous conditions and they should begin preparing for those cold months now. DHS officials say there were dozens of cold-related deaths last winter, as well as hundreds of emergency room visits and hospitalizations. Residents should make their plans and gather essential emergency supplies now. A Rice Lake woman has settled two tickets after hitting another vehicle head-on and killing the driver. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, the crash happened in a construction zone on Highway 53 in August. Traffic on the road was going in each direction in the northbound lanes due to the construction work, with orange posts down the center line. The woman was ticketed for passing in a no-passing zone resulting in death and operating left of center resulting in death, to which she entered a no-contest plea. Criminal charges are still possible. Charges have officially been filed against the man accused of a string of burglaries in Duluth last week. According to court documents, 58-year-old Jeffrey Scott Montana was officially charged with multiple counts of burglary, assault, threats of violence, and the kidnapping of two victims. The burglaries began on November 4th when Montana allegedly broke into an 80-year-old man's house and knocked him over while searching for money. He allegedly broke into another older couple's home the following day, as well as another 70-year-old woman's home. Law enforcement authorities are working to track down two suspects accused of committing thousands of dollars of credit fraud. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the suspects allegedly spent $1,600 at a Price Right, $1,800 at a Marketplace, and $1,800 at Hayward Bait and Tackle. Authorities also believe the suspects may have used the card in Ashland and Michigan. Pictures of the suspects are available on the Sheriff's Office website, and anyone with information should contact authorities. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, low mid-30s. Rain showers developing for tomorrow, highs only mid-40s. Rain wraps up tomorrow night. Thursday, a slow clearing. High temperatures, upper 40s. Sun returns for Friday, a high in the low 50s. Currently 40 degrees.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Angela Lang from Block, Black Leaders Organizing Communities. A little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot in hour number two. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. You can be a part of this fine production. Just join us on the phones. It's a text line as well, 855-752-4842. I see some of you folks. Thank you for hanging around. I promise we will get to you. But I want to start with the breaking news last hour. I think Maggie actually got it in the 4 o'clock hour. But we were reminded with Dan Schaefer, our Civic Media's political editor, that Eric Hovde has made a statement after Dan wrote a nice article telling why Hovde should concede. Hovde instead released like a 4-minute video about why he's not going to. It has been picked up and reported on at the Journal Sentinel. Allison Dyer and our friend Jesse Apoyan, GOP Senate candidate. Hovde refuses to concede in video, levels misleading claims. It's not him. It's the mustache.
The mustache is doing all of the misleading.
Yeah. Hovde, with the bare lip, he would never do that. Just a bit here.
Well, I mean, is the mustache itself misleading?
Yes. You got to blame the mustache. I blame the mustache.
It's not a real mustache.
It's not a real mustache. Conspiracy theories. A little bit from the reporting. Then we have the sound, Jess. We got it.
Oh, yeah. Now, can we
stop and start it if I have an issue with it? Or how's that working?
No.
Oh, damn it. Okay, we'll have to talk over it.
You're just going to have to talk over it. I clipped a minute of it.
Okay.
So this is a minute of him talking about why he really lost this election. I mean, he does understand that he lost the election because he didn't get enough votes. But
I mean, that's usually how it works.
But why didn't he get those votes? Let's listen.
Okay.
What we do know is that Democrats organized and funded a phony America First candidate, Thomas Leaguer, on the ballot to deceive voters, that this candidate was aligned with President Trump.
What about
in
Phil
order
Anderson?
To siphon votes from me. Because of this deception, Leaguer received 28,724 votes.
Yeah, he got those votes. People
additionally,
chose
Democrats
to vote
propped
him.
It up the Libertarian candidate, Phil Anderson, who garnered 42,344 votes through mailers and digital media to again draw votes away from me. If either of these candidates had not been in the race, the outcome would be different today.
That's how elections
work. Is this right not necessarily. And fair to deceive voters? Is this the democratic process we want? Confidence in our elections is essential to a functioning democracy. It is one thing to lie to voters through TV ads like I'm a Californian or I want to ban abortion or ban beer. It is
you
another
did
to
say
fund
things,
and organize a false candidate to manipulate voters.
A false candidate? I know Phil Anderson. You know what I mean? I was MC of the 2016 state convention for the Libertarian Party of Wisconsin.
I did know that.
Oh, yeah. So I know Phil. Mm-hmm. Phil's a nice guy. Phil take all the votes he can get, as any third party person will. If you want to support Phil, go ahead. I mean, come on. I'm not a fan of that kind of, playing around, because sometimes it can come back to bite you. But yeah, man, that's kind of how it is. You should know that. And what was not being reported, at least in what we have, and this is being reported at the Journal, Hovde said in his video that he was shocked, I tell you, by Milwaukee's reporting of its absentee ballot results early Wednesday morning, despite the widespread knowledge, apparently not by Hovde, that knowledge must have been under the farm bill. Despite the widespread knowledge that the state's most populous city consistently reports its absentee ballots all at once early the morning after a major election like last week's. And a further delay had been expected following the city's decision to restart the counting after more than 30,000 ballots had already been tabulated. That decision, which the city's top election official said was made out of an abundance of caution, yes, I agree, and in consultation with Democrats and Republicans, caused Republican Senator Rojo Ron Johnson and the Republican Party of Wisconsin Chairman Brian Schimming to personally come to the city's downtown absentee ballot counting operation in the afternoon of November 5th.
Interesting.
Whoa, thank you, Ron. You got observing. Oh. Yeah, all right, man, I got you. Do what you got to do.
Sure.
Here's what Hovde said. Like many of my supporters, I was shocked by what unfolded on election night. At 1 a.m., I was receiving calls of congratulations, and based on the models, it appeared I would win the Senate race. Then hours later, he recounted, the results of the city's 108,325 absentee ballots were added to the city's totals from its polling places. Now, under Wisconsin law, we are informed here by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's been talked about quite a bit, and once again, maybe this information was under the Farm Bill file, Hovde. Mm-hmm. But under Wisconsin law, absentee ballots cannot be processed before 7 a.m. on election day. The Republican-controlled state Senate earlier this year, led a bipartisan bill die that would have made it possible for clerks to start processing and finish counting absentee ballots earlier. That means that especially in high turnout elections like those for president, the city's absentee ballots results are often reported late at night because of the sheer number that must be counted. The volume of ballots in this heavily Democratic city means those votes can change the course of statewide elections when they are added to the total, often late at night, as was the case here. Now, I mean, and I got to tell you, I don't know what kind of campaign operation you're running here, Hovde, but everybody knows who's in this world that knows that those absentee ballots have not yet dropped. And if you were popping the champagne and smoking cigars before those 108,000 ballots came on, well, you, sir, are woefully misinformed and probably should not be anywhere near the Senate, sir.
For that and a few other reasons.
I mean, the mustache especially.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. So Hovde's, he's going to play around. He's going to keep, I mean, and he's got the right, and you want to say those things. But again, it's not, there is no wrongdoing here. And we talked about this with Dan Schaefer, you know, in the lead up to this election cycle with lots and lots of different folks, election officials, guests, about this, how it works, how the absentee ballots are counted in Milwaukee. This has been a known thing. You may not know it, but it is known. It could be known. It is to be known. Your ignorance of the issue, perhaps willful, sir, because you're seemingly putting it on Milwaukee County when you Republicans could have addressed this, but you know you didn't want to just for this reason. So a guy like Hovde, who lost by under 30,000 votes, could come and what? Throw shade on the city of Milwaukee because they have to count their ballots last, or they can't start counting till 7 o'clock in the morning. And when legislation, bipartisan, I would add, bipartisan legislation was presented to the state legislature to address this, to do away with the casting of the shade and the conspiracy theories that somehow, some way, the absentee ballots in Milwaukee are not legitimate. Well, maybe they did that for a reason. Maybe they wanted this argument for Hovde in case of this kind of situation. I would also recall, it was been some years ago, Crudy and I were watching the returns come in, I think, for maybe Joe Biden. And I think it was even Vice President Pence's numbers guy. They knew that the absentee ballots in Milwaukee hadn't dropped yet. They knew that was coming. And the guy actually predicted, I'm pretty sure it's on Twitter, what percentage he thought that would be. Call it, I don't know, 70-30, something like that. for the Dems because it's coming out of Milwaukee. It's just it's going to be statistically pretty similar, probably to other elections. These things can be known. They can be estimated. But if you're going to put your head in the sand or hide behind your mustache and say that for some reason, imply for some reason that the folks in Milwaukee are doing something wrong, I think that's this absolute BS, Hovde. That is absolute BS. And for the Republicans to allow this to happen, to continue on, the charade to go on, when they could have addressed it to do away with conspiracy theories and crap on our election officials, well, they declined to do so. Local government matters, folks. 855-752-4842. Let's get to some of the callers who've been very, very patient. We do appreciate it. I know we got lots of texts as well, but let's get the horns first. Bob from Madison, you will be up next. Bob, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've been stewing on this for a while, but I just couldn't take it anymore. I agree with Maggie Dawn and everything she said, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, it's more than that. I mean, yes, Trump does dumb down to about a fourth grade level for his people. Real easy bites. Teachers are bad. Unions are bad. You know, something they can grab a hold of. But it's more than that. It's the lies on Fox News. I'm just going to put it right on their shoulders.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the most highly watched television show and quote parody news show, I should say. Right. I mean, but nobody calls them out on it. I mean, even the main networks don't call Fox out on the lies. I mean, this is absurd. You've got this ginormous problem and everybody acts like we're on Lake Wobegon and they just look the other way. Well, I've watched Fox News as much as I can stomach it, and it's tough, but the lies, I mean, I just sit in disbelief at the lies. I mean, it used to be lightly laced with the, you know, elements of the truth, but now it's just blatant lies. Nobody's calling them out on it.
Well, Bob, they have been much more cautious with regards to, you know, I don't know, like election machine, voting machines, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Well,
they had
to
pay like $800 million dollars for defamation, right? I think they're still in talks with Smartmatic.
What?
That was the Dominion.
That didn't happen, did it? That didn't happen.
No, I mean, come
you
on.
You watch Fox News? I mean, I talk to so many people, and when they start, you know, if we get into a discussion, I bring that up,
yeah.
And the other side, they don't even know about it.
Yeah.
They don't know what's Dominion. They
and
don't
that,
know what it is.
Yes, and that, Bob, is one of the things that I'm struggling with as I try to, you know, react to my conservative and Trump voting friends and audience, Bob. And thanks for the call, man. How to address that? And it's not because they, you know, they get so defensive. The ones I've talked about, when you give them information, they're not aware of it. Bob, as you mentioned, Dominion. What do you mean Dominion? What? Yeah, defamation, man. They got up and they lied to you. You know, when you're all got all worked up about the election last time, about, you know, all the votes being switched and this kind of thing. Yeah, they were lying to you then. So actually, one of the core basis of your angst when it comes to whether or not your vote counts, that was complete fabrication. Complete fabrication brought to you by Fox News. And because of that, they were found guilty. And actually, let me rephrase that. They settled for like $700, $800 million to Dominion. Now, I think Smartmatic, another voting machine company, has yet to settle. I have to Google up. Folks, your Google isn't broke. You can find out. But this is the point, Bob. Everybody can find out if you want to know. That is there to be known. This isn't just some, you know, podcast or something thrown up on Facebook or on Twitter. These are court records, man. You can go to the courthouse. You can find it. You can read it for yourself. You're willfully choosing to not know and appreciate and understand that information, that willful ignorance. That's what's unacceptable. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. You are totally acceptable here. 855-752-4842.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. It's a phone line. It's a text line. Jess P.S. is on the board and on the horn. Some of the texters out there, Uncle Tony, saying, hey, Dom, put a call out to all the people who voted for the third-party Senate candidates and ask them why they didn't vote for Hovde. Well, I mean, obviously, it's a conspiracy. You know, Phil Anderson, I consider him a friend. I haven't seen him in a while, but he's always a nice guy to me every time I see him. He's been on the show. I've known Phil for going on probably 8-9 years now when he was running for the Libertarian Party back in 15-16. A lot of Libertarians voted for him. He got like 40,000 some votes, more than this other person who was apparently
significantly more
supported by the Dems. Ask them. I mean, if Eric Hovde thinks that this would be a totally different election, well, I mean, that's possible. If every single voter who voted for a different candidate would have voted for you, this would have been a totally different election. Yeah, no kidding. And if I was 6'8", I'd have been in the NBA. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, I'm an athlete. I don't know. I mean, I'm short, but I'm an athlete. Thank you for stating the obvious, Mr. Hovde. But I think it's also, as being a guy who has voted for Republicans and Libertarians in the past, don't assume that just because I voted for Libertarian, if I were to vote for Phil Anderson, that if I didn't make that vote, that somehow, some way, I would have voted for you? I mean, that's quite a stretch, sir.
Well, if everyone would have voted for me, I would have won.
No.
Jeez. This guy's a hundred million. I mean, he's got hundreds of millions of dollars.
Lots of bills to dry his tears.
Oh my God! So, any you third party voters? I'm curious to know. Would you have voted for Hovde? Why didn't you vote for Hovde? 855-752-4842. Cam, very, very active on the text line. Love you, man. Can't read all of those. Don't even know what you're talking about half the time. But thank you, Cam. He single-handedly made the Fox Valley a win for us. I'm assuming you mean the Dems. Terry from Cottage Grove. I worked the polls Tuesday night in Cottage Grove. There were a ton of registrations, so I'm sure it was the same in Milwaukee. Thank you, Terry. Yeah, lots of new registrations, but apparently if people register, oh, that's just problematic for Hovde. Well, it doesn't match exactly. Let's see what else we got. More Cam. Thank you, Cam. Thank you, Cam. Jim from Appleton. If I'm not terribly mistaken, the votes that put Tammy over the top came from Racine County, not Milwaukee. Interesting. 855-752-4842. But, of course, it's Milwaukee. And that's where all the black people live. And so that's where all the problems are if you're a Republican. But thankfully, under the watchful eye of Wisconsin GOP chairman Schimming and Wisconsin's own senator, Ron Johnson, I'm sure they would have caught any nefarious activities going on when they went down there after that recount, recounting those 30,000 ballots because the doors weren't open or whatever. Oh, man. 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC, you're next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, briefly, and Hovde's tears come down like fallen rain. He'll stomp around calling out Tammy's name. He'll yell and hold the way sore losers do. You lost, you fool. You are such a tool. I mean,
Wow, Mark, man.
He's got some verse for
I'm glad I can inspire you, my friend. Am I your muse? No, Hovde's your muse.
No, this thing has been coming rattling through my brain. I mean, I posted another one on Facebook, too, that you guys ought to check out. Kind of a riff off the old V for Vendetta. Remember
the, oh, yeah, November. Man. Yeah, I remember the mask, especially. Hey, Mark, thanks for your contribution, as always, my friend. 855-752-4842. Eric Hovde, not conceded yet, because... God, if he just would have had more voters, he would have won.
If only.
There's a couple of pieces, folks, that I haven't gotten to yet. One of them is from The Nation magazine. It was written, I guess, 5 days ago now. Ellie Mistel, you might see him around on some of the shows. There's no denying it anymore. Trump is not a fluke. He's America. There's another piece I came across, and this one was from today. In the Raw story, The Truth Bomb, Too Many Democrats Need to Hear D. Earl Stevens Commentary. And D. Earl Stevens references Milwaukee, like Wisconsin. So I think we're going to have to reach out to this cat. And I've been struggling. I'm wondering how are you dealing with it? I don't want to disrespect my friends and family who voted for this. I mean, I really don't. I don't understand. I'd like to understand. But when new information comes to light, man, you know, Big Lebowski, and you don't take it under consideration or you dismiss it as lies when it's actually truth, it's hard for me to understand why that would happen. We talk about what the media is now and where you're getting your information. Here we are on traditional broadcast radio. And when the hurricanes come through and the lights go down, everyone remembers radio. When the internet's not working, y'all come back then. Radio, very instrumental in North Carolina when the hurricane went through there. We have our weather alerts, those kinds of things. An established legacy media. And taken over almost entirely over the years by right wingers. Traditional legacy newspapers, think New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times. All right, what do we see? The Washington Post, owned by Bezos, you know, the Amazon guy, he's very rich. They declined to endorse him, you know, in their editorial. Well, what does that matter? Well, they haven't done that. They've endorsed every year for like 40 years. I mean, this is something that they have normally done. And when you have a newspaper and you have an editorial department, I mean, that they give opinions. That's what they do. LA Times also declined. A billionaire owner there put the kibosh on a Kamala Harris endorsement. I believe the political editor there resigned as well. And now my understanding is that cat fired everybody in the editorial department at the LA Times.
Oh, that's great.
The rich guy. So we got... And they, of course, then we have, you know, Musk buying up Twitter, one of the biggest platforms there is. So we have these billionaires essentially controlling the flow of information. That's also seemingly, to me, a little problematic, especially if you think that maybe the billionaire class is part of the problem. Folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show. We're going to come back with your calls as well. 855-752-4842. Is this America? Yeah, I think it is.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The National Park Service will hold four public meetings this month to gather public input on the Comprehensive River Management Plan of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. The first two meetings will take place in Spooner and Hayward on November 20th, and the other two will be held on November 21st in St. Croix Falls and Stillwater, Minnesota. The organization's river management plan focuses on resource management, visitor experiences, and preservation efforts. Residents can also submit comments on the plan online through the end of the year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents that a couple of new invasive species may be heading this way. According to a Facebook post, the DNR is warning about the hemlock woolly and balsam woolly attlegid moving through Michigan. The insects have not been found in Wisconsin yet, but residents should be on the lookout as they target hemlock and fir trees. An infected tree would look stunted with swollen branches, as the insects use toxic saliva on the trees that also causes needles to become discolored and fall. The Duluth Area Chamber Foundation has announced that Honor Flights will be returning for veterans in the region. In partnership with Honor Flight Northland, selected local veterans will be able to fly to Washington, D.C. free of charge to visit the memorials honoring the conflicts that they fought in. The flights have not taken place in Duluth since the spring of 2023 due to the COVID-19 pandemic and funding concerns, but another flight has been scheduled for May 31st. Veterans interested in participating can apply for the Honor Flight online. The City of Duluth will hold another public meeting on the West Superior Street reconstruction project this week. The project's construction timeline runs 3 years from 2025 to 2028 and will see a full overhaul of the road, utility infrastructure, and pedestrian walkways. The final public meeting on the project will be held at Clyde Ironworks on Wednesday night, where officials will share more information on design specifics, construction phases, and the impact the project will have on the area. Those updates will also be available online. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, low mid-30s. Rain showers developing for tomorrow, highs only mid-40s. Rain wraps up tomorrow night. Thursday, a slow clearing. High temperatures, upper 40s. Sun returns for Friday, a high in the low 50s. Currently 40 degrees.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabo.
On the next Nightlight, we talk film noir with Civic Media's own Earl Ingram. Then I'm joined by the Wisconsin Historical Society's Kurt Griesmer, who talks Dungeons and Dragons.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabo. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
People say that I'm a bad influence. I
say the world's a rape. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm teenagers suicidal. Come on, do as I do. Go ahead, get mad and do it.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a phone line. It is a text line. Jess P.S. is on the board. We'll take your calls and the text. Mark says, doesn't Fox claim to be an entertainment and not news?
Yeah. And that's what they had to start calling themselves.
I'm not news. I'm entertainment. You know, I try to shy away from the reading alouding on the radio, but this one, it keeps coming back to me, and I've read it over and over again, and I get angry when I read it. But I can't get away from it. So now you're going to have to deal with it with me. As I mentioned, Ellie Mistel from The Nation. There's no denying it anymore. Trump is not a fluke. He's America. The United States chose Donald Trump in all his ugliness and cruelty, and the country will get what it deserves. Oh, man.
Scathing.
I guess apparently it's furious spanking? Robust,
vigorous spanking.
Vigorous, thank you. Spanking. Yeah, that doesn't work for me, so I'm going to unless I ask for it. Ellie Mistel writes, America deserves everything it's about to get. We had a chance to stand against fascism, authoritarianism, racism, and bigotry, but we did not. We had a chance to create a better world, not just for ourselves, but for our sisters and brothers, in at least some of the communities most vulnerable to unchecked white rule. But we did not. We had a chance to pass down a better, safer, and cleaner world to our children, but we did not. Instead, we chose Trump, J.D. Vance, and a few white South African billionaires who know a thing or two about instituting apartheid. I could be more specific about the quote-unquote we. Roughly half of us didn't vote for this travesty. I could be more specific about who did. And as people pore over the exit polls, and only thing liberals will do liberally is dole out the blame. But the conversations about who is to blame, the hand-wringing about who showed up and who failed the moment, are largely academic and pointless. America did this. America, through the process of a free and fair election, demanded this. America, as an idea, concept, an institution, wanted this. And America, as a collective, deserves to get what it wants. Now, to be clear, no individual person deserves what Trump will do to them. Not even the people who voted for him to do the things he's going to do. Nobody deserves to die for their vote, even if they voted for other people to die. But we, as a country, absolutely deserve what's about to happen to us. We, as a nation, have proven ourselves to be a fetid, violent people, and we deserve a leader who embodies the worst of us. We are not better than Trump. If anything, thinking that we are better than Trump, thinking there is some silent majority who opposes the unserious grotesqueries of the man, is the core conceit that has led the Democratic Party to such total ruin. America willed Trump into existence. He was created from our greed, our insecurities, and our selfishness. We have summoned him from the depths of our own bile and neediness, and he has answered. And now that he is here, we deserve our fate, because the most fundamental truth about Trump's reelection is that Trump was right about us. He will be president again because he, and perhaps he alone, saw us for how truly base, depraved, and uninformed we are as a country. Trump is not a root cause of our ills. He did not create the conditions that allowed him to rise. He is, and always has been, a mirror. This is how America sees itself. If people would just look at him, they would see themselves as we've always been. He is rich because we are rich, or think we will be. He is crass because we are crass. He is self-interested because we are. He punks the media because the media are punks. He is unintelligent because we are uninformed. The president of the United States is the singular figure who is supposed to represent all Americans, and Trump reflects us more accurately than perhaps any president ever has. That's why the people who love him so passionately. He is them, and he tells them that being what they are is okay. He never for a second requires America to be better than it is. He never expects more of America than it is able to give. Trump tells America to be garbage. Garbage is easy. That's why the people who hate him so intensely. He's the monster we turn into after a few drinks. He's the intrusive thought we have at work that we don't act on and try to quickly forget. He's the glimpse you catch of yourself in the mirror that makes you think, damn, I need to hit the gym. He's the ketchup stain you acquired at lunch that you try to hide under your tie until the end of the day. He's our embarrassments, our failures, and our regrets made flesh and come to haunt us. We cannot rid ourselves of Trump because we cannot run away from ourselves. This is who we are, whether we like it or not. We will never be better than we are if we do not first confront what we are. As any recovering alcoholic or drug user could tell you, admitting you have a problem is the first step to recovery. But that requires admitting you have a problem, not them, not somebody else, not the gods, not the forces beyond your control. Trump is America's problem, but America is not ready to take responsibility for what we have done. And so we will suffer. We've done this, and we deserve to face the consequences of our actions. Indeed, the utter lack of consequences is a huge reason why Trump is back. America could not bring itself to punish our avatar after he left office the last time, so we must sit for our remedial lessons. The beatings, as it were, will continue until morale improves. Everyone who hates Trump is asking how America can be saved from him again. Nobody's asking the more relevant question. Is America worth saving? Like I said, Trump is the sum of our failures. A country that allows the environment to be ravaged, its children to be shot, its wealth to be hoarded, its workers to be exploited, its poor to starve, its cops to murder, and its minorities to be hunted doesn't really deserve to be saved. It deserves to fail. Trump is not our retribution. He's a reckoning. Ellie Mistel writing at The Nation. Trump is our reckoning. 855-752-4842. It hurts to read that. Seems to cut a little close. Uninformed, yeah. Media punks, yeah. People sitting on the rass. DOJ, Garland, because you couldn't go after the avatar, the reflection that is us when it was so obvious what was happening. And now perhaps we'll never know to the extent, to the degree of Trump's involvement in the J6 insurrection. Uninformed? Yeah. Oh, people did time for January 6th. Yeah, just for trespassing. No, dude. Seditious conspiracy, 20 plus years. The Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys. Proud Boys were, what, bodyguards for Roger Stone. Who's Roger Stone? Google it. Roger Stone has Trump on speed dial, yo. And those dudes went to jail for seditious conspiracy. And no one's curious enough to know. I see Paul Krugman put up on his Facebook page. Oh, people are starting to search. What are tariffs? How do tariffs work? Little late now. Little late now. We deserve what we get. Is America worth saving? Maybe I disagree with Ellie in this regard. Abso-frickin-lutely. Could always be worse. We make it better. You fight for what's right. And I will not apologize for stating fact, cold, callous, hard facts to those who are ignorant of them. And not ignorant in a bad way. Ignorant, I'm so ignorant. Man, there's so many things I don't know about. But you know what? I'm also curious. And I try to learn, try to understand, try to comprehend, empathize. You know what I'm saying? Ignorance is not a bad thing, but the problem is when you're ignorant and you're presented with the facts. Hey, yeah, some dudes did go to jail for seditious conspiracy. Like 22 years, man. Oath Keepers, Proud Boys. Yeah, those guys were palling around. The hotel. I forget the name of the hotel. I'll have to Google that, too. They had a plan, man. This wasn't just didn't just happen. They stashed guns all around the environment there. Across the river. Man, this was ready to go. This was a thing. Come, we'll be wild. Those cats that were involved, the people at J6 that Trump swears he will pardon, well, they got justice was served to them. The Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, those involved in the seditious conspiracy, they got their justice. But you now, you voters who voted for Trump, maybe didn't know what Dominion was, didn't know that Fox News settled for hundreds of millions of dollars because they lied to you. The source of some of your angst was created by the very media that you consume, that you believe is telling you the truth, and they are not. And when you are confronted with the truth, you have two options. You can accept it, or you can reject it. Accepting it brings you knowledge, maybe a little wisdom. I don't know, parse the words. Rejecting it is willful ignorance, and that is never acceptable, and I will always, always call you out on that. 855-752-4842. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you are next. Welcome, Jeannie. Thanks for calling. What do you got for us?
You go down. God darn it, I'm getting sick of people blaming us.
That's what I'm saying, Jeannie.
We've been on this for how many years when it started in the state of Wisconsin with Scotty Walker?
Mm-hmm.
Those big money groups coming in, lying, sending out literature. And also, there's a lot of people who don't have cable. There's a lot of people that don't have internet service. And get the garbage like Hovde sending out, just garbage, and then peppering our local TV station ads nonstop with lies about Tammy Baldwin and Kamala Harris. How in the devil are people supposed to get the message when those gall darn big money are supporting all this garbage? And I'm sick of it. And gall dang it, they can't blame the Democrats, because gall dang it, every gall dang day I watch those people working in the House, working in the Senate, trying to get things passed, and those gall darn MAGAs sat there, ooh, we're going to go after Joe Biden's son. And then they went after him for his laptop, showing porn pictures in the House.
Yeah.
So you people who voted for this and didn't even take our word, we're not lying to you. You guys, we've all spent hours and hours watching live, taking notes, looking at documents. We went live to the people. Why in the world would we waste our time? We got bad things to do. We wanted people to have the knowledge to do the right thing. And thank you, Civic Media, for all you've done. And you guys, you devil's advocates, have started working really hard for the people with Scotty Walker. We finally beat that mess. Still finally working on it. But God darn it, we don't need it in our federal court. Go for the Green Bay sweep, folks. You ought to be real dang proud. You have a good evening, and thank you, and keep up the great work, okay?
All right, Jeannie, thank you so much. Long-time listener. Yeah, thank you. And so FCC compliant. I mean, so controlled.
Seriously.
That's very well done.
I went reaching for my dump button once, but then I realized, she's got this.
She is a pro. Give her the mic. More pro than me. I got to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, every once in a while. I see you.
Let's squeeze Richard in from Waukesha. Welcome, Richard. What are your thoughts?
How you doing, Don?
I'm all right, man.
How old are you?
53. How old are you?
71.
All right, man.
Now, I just want to tell you, I'm from the Richard Nixon era. When I was worrying about going to the war, and I was in high school. What would happen, you know, if the president would do like Mr. Nixon and say, at noon tomorrow, I'm done, and you'd have to have a president, wouldn't you? Would you get the Supreme Court justice to swear in the vice president?
I would assume that would happen, Rich. But to what end, though? You know what? Because President Harris would have to leave the White House come next year anyway. So what does that get anybody in your opinion, Richard? 30 seconds.
You get an opinion on the head of the Justice Department in the Supreme Court.
All right, man. I just don't know. It seems like a little late this hour, Richard, but appreciate you calling, man. Appreciate the thought. 855-752-4842. There's another piece as well. I'm just going to light it up, but it's a little shorter. D. Earl Stevens, the commentary. Of course, your calls as well. We'll get them in. 855-75-CIVIC. Teenagers suicidal. Come on, suicidal. Go ahead, get mad and do it. I say the world's already full. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm what?
Teenagers knew it's idle. Come on, do as I do. Go hang in that and do it. Just do it.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom, you are next on the lines. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dom. First off, that was a great article. Yeah. That was pretty much everything I was thinking in terms of, you know, goes back to the who you want to have a beer with thing.
Yeah.
But it really hits it where it's really a reflection upon who we are as a people.
Sure.
And it's something that we all need to really take a good look at.
Or also, not.
Yeah, right. Although, also, Jeannie is 100% correct, as always. She's just such a bright beacon of hope in that area of Eau Claire, and just love her. Because one thing about it, too, is that, you know, we're not about owning the conservatives. Like, they're about owning the libs. We're not about owning the conservatives. I could give a rat's ass about the conservatives. I care about our country as a whole. And our country as a whole is, I mean, I hope I'm wrong about this whole Donald Trump thing. I hope I'm wrong about Project 2025. Yeah. I would be celebrating in the streets. Right. I just don't think I am. And I didn't think I wanted to take a chance on the people that call in on their kids and grandkids. And I know we have a lot of like old people, 70 and older, that call in. It's like, this really is not even their future of any kind. And they need to really start thinking about their kids and grandkids, especially the grandkids. So, you know, the thing about it also, years ago, when Fox first came on, you know, in small little towns like Durand, Wisconsin, which is where I'm from, you know, they never had anything but Fox News. If you turned on your TV, you didn't even have to have basic cable. And if you did, that was Fox. You had to pay extra if you wanted to see anything else. And I remember years ago when I came back home and I asked, you know, do you guys have MSNBC? And they're like, what's MSNBC? Right. So, you know, it's one of those things where Fox, what we need to do is we need to explain to people that are movable. And we need to say, look, Fox took you guys for suckers. They first off made sure that they had NFL football on TV for all you football like we all do, especially in a state like Wisconsin. They also got you roped in to watching Fox News. And I'll tell you, I have walked door to door selling cable packages when I worked for Spectrum. And you could tell the minute you opened the door who was a Fox person and who wasn't, because one, they had their TV on louder in the background. Yeah. And two, that was all they cared about. It was like a cult. All they cared about was making sure that they had Fox. And they were angry. They were angry people. And I really, really am happy I don't live in their body. But honestly, these are our neighbors. These are the people that really do want, I think, a Medicare for All program. I think they are people that want to get money completely out of politics. I think they are people that believe that, you know, we can have a better day. We can have Medicare and Social Security increased. I mean, if you look at all the percentages on policies, people vote absolutely in the 70 percentile of policies that they all agree upon.
So then how is it that the solution to the gross income inequality and inequity and growing disparity, the solution for that is to hire a billionaire and bring his billionaire buddies and they're going to solve the problem?
I agree with you 100%. In fact, I think I think we should never have or let people rise to the heap in terms of having a reality show on TV. Because I think a lot of these people have just been suckers. Sorry, he uses the word, so I'll use it. Suckers and losers in terms of believing that Donald Trump was anything but who he is. And the thing is, it's the billionaire class.
Hey, man, you know, Tom, hang on. Let me jump in, man. I hear what you're saying, but we just talked about this piece from Ellie Mistel at the Nation. This is us, man. If there's any suckers and losers, it is us to think that maybe that we were better than this, that we would be better than the misogynistic, you know, adjudicated rapist fraudster guy that tried to overthrow the government and stack the Supreme Court and change the course potentially of this country for decades to come. If there's suckers and losers, based on what I'm looking at here, it's any of us who think that, oh, yeah, we are better than this. Because it doesn't seem like to me right now that we are. I don't know what the aspiration is here, Tom, but it's certainly not to be like Donald Trump, who many people, including some of our conservative callers and friends, would never let that dude alone with their daughter or have the keys to the office or check his coat to make sure he didn't steal the Post-it notes on the way out the door. That's on us, Tom. We got to do better. Or we just got to lower expectations. CJ, you are next.
It's the key to a happy life.
Right. CJ, I can give you about a minute, man. Welcome. What do you got?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Don. I feel kind of guilty enjoying you guys try to evaluate what happened. Keep going the wrong direction because I tell you what, the way you guys see it is totally not true. People are living Europe. This was a referendum on Harris, Biden. The world's on fire.
Yeah, and hang on, CJ, real quick. Let me ask you real quick. We only got 30 seconds left. What policy is Donald Trump going to instill that will make lives better for working class folks? You got 30 seconds.
He's going to enforce the laws. People are going to feel safer and they're going to be more prosperous. Bottom line, the world.
He's going to enforce the laws. Okay. Appreciate the contribution. Thank you to all of our friends, including Maggie Dawn, Dan Schaefer, and, of course, our fair audience. Thank you, Jess P.S. on the board. Folks, we'll come back tomorrow. We're going to do it again. It's Wednesday. Matt Rothschild going to join me. We got a lot more to get into. Appreciate your time. Have a wonderful evening. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba coming up next.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. Our very own Trinity Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, with a look back on the election that was. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.